are listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If you're thinking of beginning a business, need to scale your business, and or possibly sell your business, then you're in the right place. In this show, I will share my five C's: clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. I'll break them down weekly and share the secrets to my success. My name is Megan DiMartino, and I have built 3 7-figure businesses that I began, scaled, and sold myself. Welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. Blessings on your journey. Hello, 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 and welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I'm Megan DiMartino, and it is Monday, the 23rd of November. It is Thanksgiving week, and I am so thankful that you're here with me. It's just a true pleasure to be with you every week for Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, and then again on Friday when we have our amazing guests on Unique Leaders Live. And this Friday we'll have no exception in that area. I'll share a little bit before we finish today. But on Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, we go through the five C's of building, scaling, and sustaining your business and life. And the five C's are clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. And each week we go through one of the five C's and different points to it. And this will be on my business and life course that's coming out sometime in the mid to latter December. I'm very excited about that. So that is called Uncover, and that is to start, scale, and sustain your business and life. But that's more to come. Today, it's about clarity. And clarity for you and for myself is all important. And clarity is tricky. It really is. It's really the most complex, in my opinion, step. And I use the word complex because it's not just one facet. It's complex to really be clear on your mission, vision, goals, your purpose, your passion. It is all important to really ascertain and identify those components. And those are a lot of words: mission, vision, and passion, and purpose, and all of those words. But to put it in a simple fashion, it really is to be clear on what you want. Well, that might sound easy, but it really isn't, because it really takes time to identify that. And you know, that's the thing, guys. That's why in the five C's, I have compassion as the last C. And to me, compassion is as much about compassion for yourself as it is compassion for others. Because if you're not compassionate with yourself, you absolutely cannot be compassionate towards others. Because it, as they say, it takes walking in another man's moccasins to understand. That's compassion. So you have to really have that compassion for yourself, because there's so many challenges. There's life challenges. And what I mean by that is career, job, family, health, and mental health, well-being. You know, Napoleon Hill calls it positive mental attitude is the number one component to Napoleon Hill to create wealth, to create all of his steps, you know, think and grow rich. And to he, of those 12 steps, financial security was the last one, because as he said, if you don't have all of these other components, then the financial security will not come. And so it is my job to help you on some small way to understand clarity, to be clear on what you want to do, because again, that's why start, scale, and sustain are so important. Because starting is again, if you don't have that foundation, if a house is built on sand, it will collapse. If a business is not built on a firm foundation, it won't get off the ground. It will not have that trajectory. So you must have that clarity of mind of knowing what you want to do and on how is that scaling? And that will come because you take that first step and the second and third step will be revealed to you. So therefore, back to clarity. Clarity is the foundation for everything And as well, that's why I've put in for your business and life, because if you're not clear on the two together, really one does not go without the other. Because if you're not happy in your life, your business will not, trust me, will not work. So it is the two together that must be meshed and married to be able to really scale and sustain. And sustaining, and we'll go into that another time, scaling and sustaining. But the foundation is what I really want to hone in on with you, because without that, it doesn't work. So one of the tools that I have put together is just taking a legal pad and writing down what you love on one side. And that could be taking a walk. It could be nature. It could be baking. I'm not a baker, but some people love to bake, meaning you write down what you love and then what you don't love. And the scripture that I've chosen today is Proverbs 16:9, that man makes his plans, but God orders your steps. And how many times have I got that one wrong? I call it fitting a square peg in a round hole. So the more clear, again, what you love. So because if you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. So you must be clear on what you love and put that together with what you're purpose and passion and talents are. And they all fit hand in glove together once you identify really what that is that you love to do. For me, I learned early on in my life as a young kid, really, that I was creative, that I loved creating things. And I'm not going to share stories on that realm, but a couple of them are certainly in my book, Hope and Possibilities, Just Over the Horizon. But I was able to identify that I was creative and wanted to do something creatively in my life. And as a woman growing up in the 50s and 60s, career was not something that was driven home, although my parents were very education / career oriented. They encouraged us to find our way, so to speak, and find what we love doing. And so someone asked me the other day on a podcast, how did I know what to do? Meaning when women in my era were brought up to be mothers and homemakers. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's an amazing job and a very difficult job. But it was not the accepted role or the role when you went to college to seek out a career. It just wasn't. I'm not saying no women did it. That's absolutely false. But I mean, I met so many amazing women who were my mentors at that time. But what I'm saying is in the culture, it was not the role that was promoted. It was promoted to get married, to have children, to have a family, to build a life, which again is all important. Without that, there's no life. But what I'm saying is that it wasn't the genre, it wasn't the normal mindset to go towards a career. But I was encouraged by my parents, who were creative people and were, I would say, not only visionaries, but very creative. My father was an entrepreneur and my mom was a nurse by education and training, but she was a seamstress extraordinaire. And I speak about that in my book. And so New York City was a foundation of creativity. We lived right outside of the city and went into it often and just walked around. And we're going to museums. My dad didn't have a lot of money and with four kids, you know, certainly didn't go to fancy restaurants and plays and the like, but we took in that, you know, that whole vibe of the city and that just walking down the street and looking in the windows, as I said, and going to the museums were just part of my creative DNA. So the key though, is to identify, to really own it. And so many people, I mentioned my parents being a positive aspect in that, but I talked to so many people that have the opposite, meaning that they dearly wanted to do something creative, but they were guided to go into the professions, as they're called, you know, doctor, lawyer, and so forth, accountant, those types of things. And like, that's what one of the things I so admire about Sharon Lecter is that she's a CPA by education and training, but she recognized early on that that was not what she was not just going to work for a corporation. She wanted to create her own, not necessarily just company, but her own reality with that. So she was, you know, utilizing that other part of her, that creative part, to put together that with her trade and talent in that, and then put amazing things on from there. So it's very, very important to really identify. Now she is, I'm just staying with Sharon for a minute. She is very talented in that linear fashion, but she also is talented in that communication and writing. I mean, she's a prolific writer, and she has written many, many books, including Think and Grow Rich for Women, Annotating, Outwitting the Devil, Writing with Greg Reed, 3 Feet from Gold. So, I mean, she's, and then forget about it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kawasaki. So, meaning she's a prolific writer. So she was able to tie together what she was trained to do and is good at, so to speak, with the other part of her spirit and soul in that right brain, left brain aspect. So it's so important to get rid of that chatter that's in the back of your head saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. That's their perception, the world's perception of what you should do from their own experience and upbringing and background. And they're taking that into sharing that with others. So, i.e. their children, and or could be your teachers in school. You know, so just because you're good in math doesn't mean you're going to be a math teacher. So it's about identifying what really makes your heart sing and then focus on that. But I want to spend a minute on this scripture that man, you know, makes his plans, but God orders his steps. But the thing about that is that God is a very discreet God and is not going to hit you over the head. You have to ask for that help. Seek and you shall find. And I have learned over the years, after making so many mistakes, that it is imperative to go into a new season in a prayerful, mindful, spirit-filled place, meaning listening. I just recently sold my brick-and-mortar spa. I kept the trade name, the federally trademarked name, Novitas Spa, the shopping cart, which is attached to the website, novitasspa.com. And obviously the products. With that said, I thought I was entering into a short term, but regardless, a relationship that financially would have been fine, would have been good, but it was the wrong step. And as time went on, and I'm talking about a very short order, I realized that it was not the right step. It was just not the right structure and connection. Now, I knew that through prayer, meditation, and my own spirit. So with that, I made a change. And in the long run, it's going to be so much better for myself and my business and my businesses, meaning doing these courses and working with you and helping others. So it truly was the right thing. But if I had held on to that, oh, no, I need this income coming in. I'm going to hold on to this. It was a 2-year contract. I'm going to hold on to this. I would have made a very big mistake, very big mistake. And so it really is imperative that you listen to your inner voice and ask for that guidance. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's the kicker, on your own understanding, because we instinctively try to fit those square pegs and round holes to make it look like what we think it should look like. And just because on a linear plane, that's the way it was, doesn't mean it's the right way. So before I went into many more months, I just said, after 3 months, I guess, I don't think this is the right fit. And for the other party, it wasn't either. And so, but I allowed that to happen instead of fighting it. So with that said, go into this season. We're in Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving week. And things look differently. Most of my family is in the Northeast, my friends and family. And last year I wasn't there on Thanksgiving, but I was there for Christmas. And I spent a couple days in the city, in New York City. And then I went out to New Jersey to my sister's home and was there for about a week. I can't even get into that state. So I couldn't do that this summer when it was my big, you know, milestone birthday. And I learned through that birthday that my plans were to go to the ocean I had the reservations to this really cool older hotel right there on the Jersey Shore, have a party. I was going to invite some friends of mine from high school because we're all turning the same age, 70. And of course, my sister and her large family, but that couldn't happen. So instead of being totally, you know, not only brokenhearted, which I wasn't, but I mean, I was very disappointed. I just said, God, you are the master and the creator of all. You create something that, you know, will make my heart sing. And he did. He created a beautiful birthday. And then in October, I got to the ocean, North Carolina ocean, but regardless, with my very dear Yaya friend, Beverly. And so he created this beautiful time for me and allowed this to happen. But I had to get out of my own way and let it unfold. So that is what I'm saying to you guys, is that things might look differently, not just from a family Thanksgiving dinner, but I'm talking about your career and where you are, because Gary Vaynerchuk said something, I read a quote of his today on Facebook, and it's not quote unquote, but this time was a time for us to be able to take the time and think through things, to be quiet, to have that self-reflection and understand that maybe you're not in the right genre. Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe it's time to step out and take that first step. But don't do that recklessly. Just take time during this holiday season to thank God for all your blessings, because everything begins with gratitude. Because without an attitude of gratitude, nothing happens. That is absolutely a quantum physics equation. I can't give you the exact equation, but Albert Einstein spoke about it all the time. And so take that energy of gratitude, take that legal pad again, flip the page over and write down what you're grateful for. And you will be blown away by how uplifted you feel. And I do that every morning with a goals and gratitude journal that I work with, a Rise and Grind, and I'll share that in a minute. But it is that salve for your spirit. It just bathes you in that gratitude. And I truly believe that that's part of God's grace, is that when you open your heart, it then is filled with his abundance. So let's just review. Take that first step of taking that legal pad. And even if you're in a career job that, or your own business that you love, take that time occasionally to write what you love and what you don't love. Not necessarily just about it, but you could also expand upon that, what you're doing in your career, because that also helps you, meaning what identify what is about what you do, what truly makes your heart sing. And, you know, I had that brick and mortar spa for 15 years. I stepped away from national travel, selling the products, the Novitas Spa clinical products throughout the United States to wholesale distributors. The industry was changing. Online was happening. There was so much happening. Education was so vastly needed. I felt that I would do an education center and spa and have that main location. Initially, in my business plan, I thought I would franchise this, but that didn't happen because of the economy as well as family needs. But I started the spa in 2005, and it was the flagship to whatever was going to come. I just used that as the flagship of the own internal evolution. And what I mean by that is it started out as a luxury day spa, which it always was. That's why I call it a hybrid, because it is a luxury day spa, but clinical skincare, medical, and wellness spa, and all tied together centrifugally with the products, the Novitas Spa clinical products, because home care is imperative to change the skin. It's like brushing and flossing your teeth. You can't create change without that. But that's a whole other session with you guys. And we'll be doing product knowledge and things of that nature down the road. I did a few videos in the last couple of weeks revitalizing the Novitas Spa clinical products for you. The new website will be done in sometime this week or next week, probably with Thanksgiving. But the NovitasSpa.com will no longer be a spa site. It's going to be a product site and an information site and a business training site. So I'm excited about it. And it will be then networked or married from an SEO position with MeganDiMartino.com, which is alive right now. You can go to it right now and download my book, Hope and Possibilities, Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. So take that step, but prepare for that step before. Be clear on what that step is going to start with. That could be an MLM. It could be, let's say, for instance, you're, I mentioned animals before. Maybe you want to do animal sitting. I know someone that does that and has an amazing business and is transformed her whole home, and her husband is involved now, and it's just become a very lucrative, not just career, but company for them. So it's about looking inside and analyzing what you love, how you want to do it, and take that first step. And the second and third step will be revealed to you. But I am here for you. And that never too early or too late is I'm the poster child for that. Because I am doing what I'm doing for you, because it is, I have so much information, and it's time to help others manifest their dreams and goals and desires. So I am here for you. Please share this out. I so would appreciate it, because there are so many people that truly do need hope and possibilities, but also tools to clarify and clear out that just foggy brain and to really get excited about the future, no matter what it holds, because we have so much available to us online, also with social media. There's so many ways to connect with people. It's extraordinary. When I started Glycolique in 1992, there was no website. There was no internet. There was no social media, for sure. There was no Google. There was no Siri. Hey, Siri. There was none of that. There were two modes of sale. One was brick and mortar, and the other was wholesale. And I had been in the wholesale dynamic in the beauty industry for quite a long time. So I had the foundation of that, having worked for two other companies. So when I started Glycolique, I had that foundation. But it's so foundation, as I keep saying, is imperative. Today, the only negative I see about so many things so easily available to you is that you don't do your homework and just jump off and do things and are not prepared. And then when it doesn't go exactly as you thought it would go, you jump off that train and roll down the hill and say, and dust yourself off and say, well, maybe I'll do something else. But something else without that foundation will have that same end result, because you have to establish the foundation. As Napoleon Hill, and I'm a devotee, as you can tell, just listen to him all the time, and other people say it and say it in that way and in different ways, but that's called commitment. And as he shares in an anecdotal story, burn the boats, meaning he shared a story about a Navy group going to an island to capture the island. And the captain said, burn the boats because either we win or we perish. And they won because they had no choice other than winning that situation. And so it is that commitment. And there were many times, I must share with you, over these almost 29 years of doing, you know, entrepreneurial ventures, two skincare lines and the spa, the clinical medical wellness spa, that I was like, oh my gosh, or at junctures where they could have gone a different route, but I was committed to it. But as important as it, meaning the physical product line and or the physical location, I was committed to my staff. I was committed to being that that leader to help them actualize their dreams, goals, and desires. So that is my true purpose, is to help others build their own lives and identify those. And then my passion is creativity. So with this Thanksgiving week here, I just want to thank you for all these years, because many of you have been with me for many, many years. And I truly, truly, truly thank you. And I do want to share something. So this is a little sneak peek. You'll see this on social media probably tomorrow, latest Wednesday, Thursday. Here in the Austin, Texas area, the products, the Novitas Spa products, are going to be at a beautiful boutique that is here in Georgetown at the Rivery. And the Rivery is where the Sheraton Hotel is, and other lovely hotels, other boutiques and restaurants are. And the Pink Poppy is a lovely, lovely boutique. And Kay Briggs, who is the owner, is a friend. And I said, would you like to have the products in there? And so she was very excited about it. So they're going in there, and their debut is on Black Friday. So if you're in the area and have never been over the Rivery, do come by, you know, because again, the products are absolutely at the spa. It's now called Helena. And, but they're on 7th Street in Georgetown. Products are absolutely there, but it's time to venture forth. You know, I sell these products nationally to other spas and medical spas, and certainly to the consumer on our website. But I'm going to revitalize the sale to other locations, certainly in this Austin Metroplex. And that'll take a little bit, but I'm going to be interfacing with other spas and medical spas, as well as lovely boutiques like Pink Poppy. So they're going to be there starting Friday for, she calls it Pink Friday. So, but I am going to have some amazing specials for you. And I'd love you to come and meet Kay if you have never, and come to Pink Poppy. So that's one thing. And the other is on Friday at 4:00 Central, I am hosting Glenn Lundy. I am so thankful for Glenn Lundy. I was up at 4:30 this morning listening to Rise and Grind, and then at 5:30 Central, the Rise and Grind Elite Mastermind. I have been listening, not every morning, but many, many mornings, at least two a week, and certainly the replays since October of 2018. And truly, this young man has, I wouldn't say changed my life, but has impacted my life, because I had a pretty good morning routine, meaning I've always gotten up early and I, you know, did my prayer and goals and gratitude journals for many, many, many years. But it's having that community and it's having that structure. It's just been lovely. And then his content is awesome. I always get something from listening to his whatever is going on, his theme of the week. It's really impactful. So Glenn Lundy is going to be with us here on Friday at 4 p.m. And you can go to glennlundy.com and I think it's called Journal. I think so. But if you just go to glennlundy.com, it'll guide you to where you can get your Rise and Grind planner. Maybe that's what it's called, riseandgrind.com. /planner. Maybe that's it. But I have been doing that I bought my first one in the end of 18. And so I did 18 and 18, 19 and 20. So it's just a great structure. It's well put together. I know you'll enjoy it. And do join us wherever. So it's 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, and on throughout the country. But you can always catch it on replay. Always, always. So a lot of information, but all of that goes back to clarity, because your morning routine helps you get clear on the journey and the path you're going to take. So remember, we have our plans, which absolutely is a must, but God orders our steps. So listen, God still speaks. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving. Fabulous Thanksgiving. Whatever you do, but keep those gratitude journals started or continued, because it truly will make a difference. So share this out and go to megandemartino.com. My gift to you is my book. You can pay for it on Amazon, but it's free on megandemartino.com. It's a PDF. You can just download it. And it's a New York girl story from the 50s on. And then I moved to Texas in 87. And then my career path and the like. So with, and throughout it, challenges that have, you know, just been part of me, because without them, those are your commas and periods, and you just keep on going. So start and don't stop. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you all on Friday with Mr. Glenn Lundy. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If I said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at megandemartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I truly would appreciate it. Be blessed.